American cellist David Darling has a reputation for adventurous collaborations. His latest is a project with the Wulu people of Taiwan. 60 years ago, the discovery of the Wulu's complex vocal music surprised musicologists. Our music critic Chris Nixon has a review of the project, which is called Mudunin Kata.
The idea to mix David Darling's cello with the voices of the Taiwanese villagers from Bunun could easily have been a disaster. For the Aboriginal Wulu people, singing has been a part of everyday life for centuries. It accompanies all their activities, work, journeys, and hunting. It doesn't need anything else, but the choice proves to be inspired. David Darling mostly tried to stay out of their way. He insinuates his playing subtly, under and around the voices, complementing them with his formidable imaginative technique. His cello heightens the melodies and sometimes skews the rhythms, as in this syncopation. The centerpiece of the disc is a new recording of Pasibubu, the song that so astonished musicologists more than 6 decades ago and still surprises. Voices rise and fall in waves, inspired by the sound of bees and the rush of waterfalls. It might not be a song as we know it, but it's powerful, spiritual music, and Darling treats it with the utmost respect. He offers spare, illuminating accents before adding an achingly lyrical cello coda, his instrument a sonorous tonal echo of the singing. Mostly recorded in an isolated Taiwanese valley and full of soft, ambient sound, the CD illustrates the intimate relationship between the Wulu and their rural surroundings. Darling is a visitor, an outsider to this remote part of the world. He polishes and highlights the natural beauty of the singing. That's why his solo cello pieces, isolated from the voices, feel extraneous here. But when he works with the Wulu, he shows that open ears and an open mind shorten the distance between East and West.
The music is from David Darling and the Wulu people of Taiwan. Their CD is called Mudunin Kata. Our reviewer is Chris Nixon.